This is RSVNB Update, episode 278, recorded Saturday, October 16th, 2010. Let's play 52 Pickup. Hello, everybody. Welcome back once again. Or if you're not joining us, my name is Shane, and the flexible, and the flexible, and amendable.
I'm not really sure.
The flexible and amendable B-Rad is here, also known as Chief Snake.
Did you just call me a mouth?
No, I called you flexible and amendable.
Oh, okay. It sounded like mandible.
No. Flexible as in...
Oh, wait, no, mandible is jaw, isn't it? No,
I don't know. I called you amendable because we changed this recording time 3 times already. So, more on that later.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chief Snake. Good to see you again.
Well, you're not exactly seeing them, are you?
No, I was just thinking that as well. Who cares?
Yeah, we could be in, like, our bedrobes and... towel heads and babushkas and stuff, you know, but...
What's to say that we aren't?
Exactly. Anyways, this week marks the second headlining update of October being Charm Sprite Hunting, which is a hunter skill update involving summoning. Now, did you try any of this Charm Sprite hunting?
I did not, actually. I found myself busy with other endeavors. I actually, though, I did revisit the summoning... What do you even call
familiarization?
That?
Familiarization?
Familiarization, yeah. I revisited that, which I thought was close enough to... It's summoning-related, so it was moderately... close to this update.
You know what the funny thing about this update is? There's very little summoning rewards involved in it.
Oh, okay. So what is the point of it? Well, I thought that was the point of it.
Yeah, it was, but, you know, they can't be too liberal with the charms you get from this because it'll piss off everybody who does Slayer, you know? But
yeah. Oh, I remember now. Yeah. You were telling me about that.
But
yeah,
basically, you need level 72 Hunter and 4,000 coins to buy the necessary equipment from Yaktui.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, once you get there, the objective is to throw a lure at a rustling bush in the area, and then these little creatures will come out, and then you activate your lure, and then that'll actually force the actual beings to come out. Then you need to target each of them with your little wand, 1, 2, 3, up to 3. And then when you do, after you target those, and your little beam of energy hits them, you will get Hunter XP and a piece of a charm. A charm
Woot.
Slice.
A piece of a charm.
Yeah, a piece of a charm.
Score!
Basically, that's all there is to it. I've likened it to a RuneScape version of Duck Hunt. I don't know if you're probably too young for this, but...
No.
Anybody out there who is significantly older... we'll remember that on the original Nintendo, there was a game called Duck Hunt that shipped with Super Mario Brothers. The objective was to hit ducks that were running around. Well, your job with this is basically to tag the little creatures that come out, and when you do that, you get your charm piece. That's really all there is to it. It also felt kind of like badminton, you know, in that you need to have quick reaction time. But I felt Duck Hunt was a better analogy than badminton. Because you're not exactly passing anything around in this, with these little creatures. So, I'm going to go with Duck Hunt on this, but...
Okay.
Do you have any questions about this before I go into what each of these little things are called and how this relates to summoning at all?
No, not really. I would quite like to hear that, actually, because it doesn't sound like it does have much to do
no,
with it.
No, it's primarily a hunter update. There are three random charm sprites that you'll get when you use the lure on your... or when you activate your lure. So, there's the I can't pronounce this, but Gleilg, I guess. G-L-E-A-E-L-G. Gleilg. There's the Trenart and the...
A-E-L-G.
Slithtails. So, each of those, as I said, they all require level 72 hunting. It's random which one you get. The first one gives 130 XP, second one 200 XP, and the fourth one 400 XP. So there's a bit of randomness involved in it. And according to estimates by me and other people, we pinpointed probably around somewhere between 50k and 60k hunter XP an hour. But that's going to be highly variable, depending on how much attention you pay to this game, because it is highly attention-oriented, being that if you're multitasking, watching videos, or chatting while you're doing this, you're going to miss some of them, and you're not going to be able to be as efficient as you were if you were just solely focusing on this activity. So keep that in mind.
So it's not
it's not a Chinchampa replacement, no.
Yeah.
It's more of just a nice little thing you can go for a break.
Yeah. How do Chinchompas actually compare in terms of XP?
Because I haven't gone Chinchompa hunting in such a long time, but I know if you have over 85 hunter or whatever, I know Chinchompa hunting can be at least 100k XP an hour. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but I know it's more than 100k XP an hour. So, if you're serious about Hunter, you'll want to find a decent world for Chinchampa hunting and do that.
Yep.
But now the question, how does this relate to summoning?
Yeah.
Well, when you trap one of these little creatures that escapes from the bush, you end up with a charm piece, and it's random which one you get, gold, crimson, green, or blue. And now, you need 10 of these pieces from each color to make a charm. And you can't combine them. So if you have 9 crimson, 11 green, and 4 gold, you're only going to be able to make 1 green charm out of that. And you're going to come up short on the gold and crimson. So, not really a summoning update. I probably, out of this, maybe got a grand total of 20 charms total. Of the various colors, so...
And that was from an hour's work?
Yeah, probably. Hour and a half, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not really worth it.
No.
So, you know, it's a nice update for a change, but it's not all there. So I can't give this a 4. I'm going to have to rate this update a 3 out of 5. But, as I said, if you're hunting and you like hunting, it's going to be an update for you. It's just something to go do as kind of a different break. So that's pretty much this update.
I will just go with a 2, since I think it sounds like a bit of an odd update.
Yeah, so.
For the excuse of creative ways to... Oh, I can't even think of what I'm trying to say. But for trying to put summoning rewards into a hunter minigame just does not make any sense.
Yeah, well, you know, they want to give away for people who don't like combat to get charms. I can see that. I can also see why it's so limited in that they don't want to make this the way to get charms compared to doing Slayer or something else, you know? So...
Yeah.
But then again, it's also not a worthwhile hunter update. Unless you wanted to use it between level 72 and 80 to do Chinchampas or something, I guess you could do. But, yeah.
Yeah, so along with that, I mean, it's not even really good for that much.
Yeah, no, no. It'd be a very narrow range of levels where it's good for training hunter.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a 100% skiller and you are determined to raise your summoning somehow using this thing.
Yeah, you could do this.
Maybe you could do it
because
it would give you hunter XP.
Yeah, I found it actually a little bit addicting, actually.
Oh.
So it's not boring in that way. It's just kind of, I guess, doesn't really reward you as well as it should in terms of hunter XP. I can understand why they did it that way for charms, but I think that's pretty much all I have to say on this, aside from the fact that critters, as Yakti calls them, he calls them little critters compared to the actual creatures of the spirit plane. So, and you get little nice notices when you catch at every milestone. Like, I got a nice milestone. I said, oh, you've caught 100 Gleolg, or however I'm saying that.
Yay!
So,
it would be cool if they brought milestones into other skills.
Yeah, it would.
So, I mean,
it would. Because,
just to let you know.
But from a developer standpoint, that'd also be hard to do because you
it would,
have to
yeah.
track. But anyways, I think with that, we'll be moving on to Make X interfaces and low-level combat changes.
Yay!
So first, the Make X improvements. I, for one reason, like this in that you don't need to right-click anymore. Meaning for those people who are on one of the Mac trackpads, you can actually be fairly productive now.
Why would you use a trackpad when you're playing RuneScape?
Well, you never know if you're not going to have a mouse or not, you know?
But how... I don't know. How can you play RuneScape? I've never understood that, actually. I've known a few people...
Apparently it's possible. Okay, well, let's just back up then. Let's say you're using a magic mouse then.
Okay,
I've never used one. Is it...
No, they still have the two buttons, though. I mean, I don't think it would change much.
But let's just assume you're using a one-button mouse for this. Make X.
Anyway.
Makes it a whole lot easier to do. It's actually a much more fluid interface, I find. Basically, you click your two things, and then by default, the all option is there. But you can change that to one of the predetermined ones, like 1, 5, 10, or whatever. Or however many you have in your inventory. So...
Yeah, I mean, I found this as well. I did look at this, and I tried crafting first, and I couldn't find it. I was like, where is the MegaX? So I spent a while actually trying to find an interface with MegaX. But once I did some smelting, actually, and it works very well, because, I mean, another thing I noticed is it only shows you what's actually in your inventory now, what you can actually do.
Yeah, that's good.
Because otherwise you had all those options before.
Yeah, I remember back in the old days when you, or even just recently, when in your thing, like if you take a U-log, how many things you can make. Like you can make the crossbow, the longbow, and the shortbow, and there's something else, I forget what it is, but yeah. So obviously with that you're going to have a lot of choices, but now it kind of limits it down based on what you're doing, which is good. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't really.
Yeah, I have to commend them on this. Actually, I thought that you said that you didn't like it to start with.
Oh, I never said that.
Oh,
I like the idea of it, but the interface is not consistent with the rest of the interface.
Oh, yeah. Well,
did you notice
that? We're talking about. I mean,
because it's kind of
that.
It's like rounded compared to the right hand side, which is flat, and then the chat buttons at the bottom are a different rounded. You know?
Jesus. Don't even get me started, Shane. I'm just going to say that I think it is a nice interface. If the rest of the interface looked like it, I would be happy.
Okay. Is it lickable?
I don't know. I wouldn't really lick any of Jagex's interfaces. But
we'll
talk about that later on. I think there is... not later on. I think there is another update that we can talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more comments on this?
Not really. I just want to say now about the low-level combat changes, you can now cast what's called Wind Rush, a wind spell that doesn't need any catalytic runes. So basically you take two air runes and you got this basic air spell that does nothing. Highest I saw it hit was 1.7, I think. Something like that. So,
that's all right.
You know, it's a way to introduce people to magic. And that's good. Another thing with this
is that including if you're high level, though?
Yeah, that's including the bonus you get from your staff. You know,
wow.
You get a 10% bonus from your staff or whatever. So, yeah. But if you're above level 5 magic, they will give you a notice saying, "Oh, yeah, we don't think this spell is right for you. Why don't you try whatever that next one is, Windstrike?"
No.
So they basically ensure that, yeah, this is just to get a taste of magic and not to actually train magic fully. So that's good in that respect. But
the
there's also this
spell is 10. I just looked that up, but yes.
Okay. 10. How did I get 1.7?
Oh, wait, which is 1? Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm still thinking in the old.
Yeah, me too. I do that all the time. So, then there's also the slings, which is basically a slingshot. You know, you fire a rock and basically a taste of ranged. So, once again, another good update for the people who just got off the boat. Or I guess you can't say boat anymore, can you? Since there is no more boat for Tutorial Island. Anyways.
But we can still use that.
Mm. Yeah. So, overall, I think this update was good. I'm going to have to give, both these combined a 4, both the Make-X and the Free-to-Play Combat Adjustments.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. I would even give it a 4.5.
Okay. Have you ever used a slingshot in real life?
Yes.
Oh, good. What for?
I'm not really sure. Killing birds, obviously. Oh, that sounds like something I would do. No, definitely not. I don't know. Just as a toy kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are fun. Anyways, that'll be that. Moving on, tweaks and fixes for this week. The only big thing is that they nerfed the champion in the Conquest minigame.
Oh, I did see that, but I didn't. Yeah, it's not much of a champion anymore if you take away half its health or 100.
Well, not. They took 200 health away. It was previously 800, now it's 600.
Oh, it was 800.
Yeah, which is still.
I thought it only was 600 or something.
Well, the knowledge database says 600, so unless that wasn't updated, I don't know. But you know, you can still buff it with the Battlecry spell, I believe. So you're really not going to be missing that much, I don't think.
Yeah.
Champion, yeah, health 600. So you can still buff it with Battlecry. So, and there's not much in the way of release notes this week that was very interesting compared to the frog sound we had removed last week, so we're just going to pass right on over that and talk a bit about recurring SMS payments in the UK. So apparently if you're in the UK now and you want to set up a recurring payment for RuneScape, you can SMS in and it will take the money out every month or so with your phone account. So, I guess it would just go on your phone bill. I've never used Pay by SMS before. Is that what it does?
I've never used it either. We don't have it here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it would probably do that. So,
yep. I guess we just use prepaid phones over here, at least. I mean, I don't know what they do. So, for us, it would just take it straight off the credit that we have.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think prepaid phones are the way to go. I really don't like the whole idea of a contract, but I think that's a topic for another segment or day.
Well, I mean, it's probably quite normal for people in other places to have contracts and stuff, but it's just a New Zealand thing because
it makes more sense to not have a contract because you're not tied for 3 years, you know? And I know our contract, if we wanted to get out of it, would be about $400.
Oh.
There's a certain amount you have to pay for each month that's left. I think it's, it's quite expensive. But anyways, if you're in the UK and you need membership, this is another way you can do it.
If you need to get around your parents or anything like that, then...
We don't advocate that, though.
No.
If you're not allowed to be playing RuneScape, you shouldn't play RuneScape. Do the next best thing and listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
So, the Game Bar now has a friends list feature.
I looked at this. I'm proud
of
it. Oh,
good. Oh, and?
Now I've switched into Windows and I can't see it. Still, but anyway.
What do you think?
Well, I never saw the Game Bar when it... Well, I did, I suppose. Sort of saw the Game Bar when it first came out. But having actually had a chance to play with it now... for the Game Bar as a whole, I can say... there are a lot of good features on it. But
yeah.
It's just one of those trashy...
Yeah, it's a make-your-own-toolbar utility
thing
through Conduit, which, you know... It's kind of worrying, seeing as that you're piping all your searches through to them and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, really, really hate the search feature of it.
Like, Jagex is a grown-up company. Like, they're not a teenager writing code. I would at least expect them to write a proper Firefox extension, you know?
I think even teenagers writing code would probably be able to do that.
Well, no, that's what I was saying. Teenagers writing code, the naive ones at least would use something like Conduit, the pre-built toolkit to do that, compared to writing your own Firefox extension. So, and, you know, the damn thing crashes Safari, and I don't know, it's not how an extension should be, but continue about the Friends feature.
Oh, well. Anyway, yeah, I had no problems with it personally, but the Friends feature is good. It seems to work quite well. I do know what it does. It's basically just a little button, and you click on it, and it drops down with a menu list of your friends who are online. It doesn't show any of the offline ones, and it shows what world they're on, and if you click on them, then it brings up their adventurer's log page, I'm pretty sure it is. So, yeah, it's another helpful feature. I mean, the Game Bar does have very handy features as a whole. I really need to develop myself something to read them without actually using the Game Bar.
Yeah, that would be good.
Which shouldn't
have
be
well.
Too difficult. I mean,
but basically, the way the Game Bar works is it uses an XML file on JX's servers, queries from that. But in order to do the auth for that, they do their own auth on their server, and then basically, if you have this third party cookie. It will say, yes, this person is authorized, show them this person's adventures, log stuff, grand exchange, and whatnot. So I just want to say this for anybody out there who wants to try this but is using Safari or perhaps lock down their Firefox, you will need to allow third-party cookies for this on RuneScape.com in order to get the advanced features.
That's true.
Yes, so... that'll be that. Guaranteed content pull results for the Dragon Scimitar. Now.
Boo.
What's boo?
It's not the one I want.
Which one did you want?
Don't mock me. Now, I think I wanted A. I can't remember.
5% chose A.
What?
Yeah, they put the results out, actually. And, Option B won by a landslide, 74% of the vote. D had 12%, C had 7%, A had 5%, and the original design had 2%.
What? That is rubbish. I suppose A wasn't actually that much different to the original design, so I can see... Well, no, even then, I mean, it had... What? How does that even happen? I'm upset now. Bloody runes. This is probably why. I'm not even gonna look at it. This isn't. No. Not
here's the image. I sent you the image on MSN.
No, I'm not even looking at it. No, I refused.
Yeah, you know, Mike had a similar reaction because he doesn't like any of them. He liked the one before the current one we have in game. So, and. He said that it's not fair that the original one is kind of smaller and faded out, you know? Which I have to agree. It's not representative of a true size compared to what it was. Like, everything's making it look bigger now, and it's not exactly how it's going to look in game. So, you know, I don't know. I hope B will turn out fine when it's put in game, but you never can tell with these things from the art design when they come out and then when they get polygonized and whatnot, you know? So
yeah. Actually, it reminds me of back in RuneScape 2. I think it was kind of the early days of RuneScape 2. Didn't scimitars look a bit different? They had bigger ends? For lack of a better word.
I don't remember what...
I'm sure they were bigger than they are now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like the end piece, you know, like the thing furthest away from your hand. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It looked...
They got thicker.
It looked more like a thing you could use as a bludgeoning device, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of vaguely recalling that now. That's sort of what B reminds me of.
Yeah, maybe that's why it won. But that is a pretty impressive landslide. 74% next being 12%.
Oh, God. What did D get? So I just accidentally
closed D got that. 12%.
D got more than A. Far out. Even C... Oh. C and D were just this... Oh. No, okay, closing it.
Ah, yes. So that will be coming one day. Halloween comic strip contest. Basically, they give you a bunch of comic panels, and you have to fill in the intermediate panels to get to the end result. Then they'll be running a contest based on this.
Oh, wow.
So.
If only I could use Illustrator well.
But really, you think you could do a comic? Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, not for a comic, I doubt. I mean, I don't have that kind of skill.
Yeah, like the
Stone the Crows. Here, Ellen, I'm really worried about Grimm's party. I can't shake the feeling something's going to... Oh, suck at accents. Don't you worry your beak, Edgar. I'll check in with Pete if it'll make you feel better. That was terrible, too.
Yeah, you just sound like a Southern American person there. I think you were trying to do Scottish, weren't you?
I have no idea what I was trying to do.
So if you're into drawing or anything like that, check this contest out, and maybe one day we'll see an RSVNB entry up there. So, and it says the non-artist will be pleased to hear that this competition calls for great ideas, not great art skills, as the winner will see their idea professionally rendered by a resident comic artist, Maud Laura W., We'll then show your work to the world before getting it signed by the artist and framed and sent to your door. We'll also add 6 months membership credit to your RuneScape account of your choice.
Oh, wow.
So I suppose if I had a good idea and I sent in stick people, it would count?
Yes. But then again, you would probably want to do slightly better than stick people.
That's all I can draw, stick people. I can't draw, like, people. You should know that.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yes, go with stick people. That's the safe
one. Yeah. I think you know what I'm referring to.
Yes. Let us not speak of that.
Yeah, that was quite a little feat of my part, but... Anyways, we'll save that for one day, maybe.
Next
All
one.
Right.
It's a big one.
Now,
it's a big one.
Yes, a big one that we're... I was shocked about, actually, when I read this and saw the picture. I don't think we need to talk about any of the text on this, but let's just take a look at this picture from this development blog about the new RuneScape homepage. So?
Yes. I got distracted loading it, and, like, my jaw dropped, and, yeah.
You're the resident designer. What do you think?
I am very impressed, actually, for Jagex. As long as they don't limit the width to 1,600 pixels, that would be the most retarded mistake they could make. If they
yeah,
do that,
because
I will
what
cry.
They could do... Instead, is just have the right-hand column where the ad is and stuff be that fixed width, and then have everything else expand, right?
Oh, yeah, that too. No, oh, what I meant, though, was the background
is
currently 1,600 pixels, and they've done that in the past as well. They've had it just 1600 pixels, which does not make any sense anymore because that was the
resolution. I meant 1920 by 1080.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, 1600 was the resolution of 4x3.
Oh, yeah, right. 16x12.
And, yeah. By 12? By 10?
Yeah.
We're at.
Yeah, 16x12.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
1600x1200.
Yes. But, of course, we're at 16x10 now. And so I'm 80 pixels over the width of their wallpapers, and it looks really odd on my screen, and I'm sure it looks even odder on yours.
Yeah, but I don't run maximized.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I don't actually much anymore. I used to always, you know, kind of maximize everything, but that's habitual from back in the day when we used 1024 by 768.
Yeah, that's right. So, basically...
But anyway, overall,
it's a whole lot more gooey. Like, graphically intense, yeah. Graphically user interface intense compared to text, you know?
But it's so much more modern.
Yeah.
You look at that compared to the current site, it just makes me want to cringe at what they've got at the moment.
Yeah, also, why are they keeping that same nav bar that we've had since RuneScape HD came out at the
Play Now?
I don't know. They could probably integrate that better somehow. And it kind of looks odd as it's not as wide as the actual content. So that is one thing I don't like about it. But everything else should be fine, I think. So it'd be nice to see what they're going to do with the interior pages, you know? Because, sure, the front page is good and all, but what about the interior news pages? How are those going to look? I'd hope they get similar treatment.
Yes,
not just, you know, have this on the thing. So, and finally, the Dungeon of Daemonheim picture will go away. That's been there since April.
Woo! Yeah, this is a very cool background, actually, overall.
I wonder if they should, if this is legal in their sense, because that woman on the page has very big breasts.
No, I'd say that's fairly normal.
You think? I think that's kind of pushing it.
No.
You don't think?
No.
Okay, if you say so.
It's nowhere near as bad as some of those ads I've seen anyway, so I would not worry, actually. It's probably an inside joke in the Jagex HQ.
Inside joke?
Yeah. They'll deliberately be doing this. Just a subtle,
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the woman is the mage.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything else to really say about this. But having the poll on here, does that mean that they're going to have the poll votable on the front page rather than having to go to a poll page?
Well, it looks like it, and I really hope so. Although, that particular poll, you can't... No, that doesn't really work. Which redesign of the Dragon Scimitar do you like? And it doesn't have an image showing you which scimitar is which.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have to... That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also hot
for
form
other
topics.
Polls, it would be a good idea. Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool, I suppose. I mean, I would never use any of those.
Yeah, I never use the forums, but... You know, one thing
they
could
do... What
are
you doing on RuneScape? Oh, what
exactly,
a stupid...
I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about that. I'm not going to say they should use RuneWire or anything like that, but, you know... What if they were to take a Twitter feed of anything that had the hashtag RuneScape in it and put that on their front page?
Yeah, actually, that would be a much better idea. I do like the fact, of course, it is worth mentioning that they have links to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, StumbleUpon, and Dig all at the bottom left of their homepage, which is a big improvement over not having anything
okay.
on their
homepage. But why would you tweet just... I guess that means they could be following the same template for other pages, but why would you just tweet runescape.com, you know? I don't know. But, anyways. They also got the extended site map at the bottom. Forums help, my account, what's new, clans, community, game help, high scores. So, overall, I think that's a good update that's coming.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I am very happy with that as well. Jagex have done fairly well this week.
Yes.
Good on them.
That's good week, Jagex. Good job. We're just going to move on to the poll now. Website of Wonders, ironically relating to this. So, first question is, how often do you visit the RuneScape website? 63% say every day. A few times a week say 30%. A few times a month, 5%. A few times a year, 1%. And none of the options given 1% as well.
Hmm. Well, I suppose if I could just log in and see the questions. I probably visit the homepage a few times a week. Yeah.
Yeah, for me it used to be every day, but now that there's the RuneScape client, I rarely visit it.
Oh, right. I mean, I just use the... I have a bookmark which opens a pop-up for it, which...
Yeah, that too.
I got that off Mike originally, and I adjusted it a little bit since, but yeah.
Okay, that was simple. Next.
Have you explored most of the sections of our website? Yes, I had a good look around almost as soon as I started playing. But only after a few months of playing. No, I haven't looked at all of the sections, but I do plan to at some point. Or nope, I'm not interested, I just want to play the game, or none of the options given.
I forget when I voted for this. But, 43% yes. First option, yes, I had a good look around as soon as I started playing. Second is 41% aye, but only a few months after playing. And 8% have not. And 4% are not interested and they just want to play the game. And 3% none of the options given.
I would be tempted to say none of the options given, actually, but I'm not sure. Because I've sort of seen everything. But
yeah, that's true. So
that's only just come from playing generally as time goes on.
Yeah, and, you know, there are times when I just browse the website when I'm bored, you know? Just like everybody else should do.
Really?
The HBNB forums and read the rules once a week. Yeah.
Yes. I should probably do that.
Yeah. Anyways.
I do that.
Good.
Question three?
Question three, yes. Which of the features on RuneScape.com do you use regularly? This is a multi-option one, but so let's just go through some of the numbers here. 25,000 use the Play Now button. 22,000 use the GE. 18,000 use the High Score. 17,000 use the Forums. And 15,000 use the Adventures Log. 14.9K use the Adventures Log. Account Management, 9,300. 8,500 game manual, 7,000 players gallery. Search RuneScape.com, 5,700. Yeah, then goes down from there. I don't think I have to read all of them, do I?
No, I think I will forgive you if you don't.
But that's 803 good. People use What is RuneScape, which is under the game guide.
Didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Oh, but what would you need that for? It's fair enough.
I don't... Oh, it goes to the splash page.
Oh. So it's probably only recent. Anyway, question four. Oh, it's the same kind of thing. Which features would you say you know least about? And is that the same things? Do you want to read those?
Yeah, it's the same thing. The top ones are God Letters, Lores, Postbag from the Hedge, Customer Support and Submit a Bug Report, followed by Quest Help. Then Players Gallery, What is RuneScape? And people apparently know the most about the Play Now button and the High Scores.
That'll be right, the High Scores, too.
At least we got a bit of a correlation there, you know?
How they compare.
Between the two questions. And that they provide generally the same consensus on this. So
that's good.
Is the question numero cease? I mean, sank. Yes.
could work. Did you know you can register your email address in the account management section to receive extra bank space in your account? I forgot about that. This makes your RS character more secure, as we can easily identify the rightful owner of an account if their password gets lost. For the win!
Okay, so did you register yours?
I have, yes. I just forgot that you got more bank space for it.
Yeah. 74% have done that and registered. 13% did know that, but have not registered yet. 7% didn't know, but they're going to. 4% did, but they don't want to give Jagex their email address. And 2% didn't, and they won't be registering.
Interesting.
Why wouldn't you register?
I don't know.
I trust Jagex. I trust Jagex like I trust my parents.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't trust them that much.
You don't think so? You wouldn't trust Andrew to come cook you dinner?
No. Well, maybe. Alrighty. I mean, I'm sure Andrew's a nice bloke.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to call him a nice boy there, but then he said bloke, so that's okay. Okay, last question. From the community section, which of the following do you enjoy the most? 30% say forums, 27% advent log, 19% high scores, 9% players polls, 5% players gallery, then it goes down from there. And the least option chosen is, I wasn't aware there was a community section. So I guess we do have some people who are rather clueless in this poll sample. So,
yet they all know how to access the poll.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Me. Yeah. You know, I really wonder what the, if there's such a benefit of doing polling about the demographics of a website, because people are not always honest. You could get better results from analytics and following where people click and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, I think, and I mean, from what we've seen, it's, yeah, actually. And from what we've seen, it is dependent on who actually does the polls. And the people who do the polls are not always the brightest of folk. Well, I mean, that's not the best way to put it, but I mean, yeah, they're not always the people who you want to take polls.
Okay.
I should say.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with getting feedback on a website, you know? So.
No. But I think we should wrap
this
up.
But I mean, like, through a written forum, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of RuneScape update.
Yeah, it was. We had a whirlwind session there, so. We're going to move on to the questions right now. We got 4 audio questions this week. The first one is from a fellow named Epic Range.
Hey, Shane and Snake, it is Epic Range once more. I have a tech problem for you this time. For some reason, my Adobe Flash player seems to be working half the time. Half of the images, it will show work fine, and the other half is just the box with the red X in it. Now, YouTube and RuneScape and other things like that, they work perfectly fine, and I've uninstalled and reinstalled the most recent Adobe Flash several times, and the problem won't go away. My Internet Explorer is, well, my Internet browser is Internet Explorer, and anything you can do to help will be greatly appreciated. Thanks, and bye.
I have an idea, but do you want to go first?
No, I think I'll be fine if you do it.
Well, my first idea would be to try a different browser, Firefox or Chrome, see if it does it in that browser. Because it's worth noting that Firefox and Chrome use a different version of the Flash player than the one that your Internet Explorer uses, so that could have something to do with it.
That is true.
Internet also, Explorer, it could be a security setting for the website you're on. Check your Flash security settings as a whole and see if there's anything odd going with those. But if installing and reinstalling doesn't do it, it might just be something wrong with that version. It depends on when it started doing it. Did it start doing it when you got a Windows update or anything like that? Or did it start doing it when you updated to a new version of the Flash player, maybe? Those are the kind of questions you have to ask yourself. And if it's one of those, it could just be the version that's in IE. So definitely try Firefox or Chrome with Flash and see what that does for you. And then just give the security settings and Flash settings in general a once over. I don't know. Do you have anything to add?
Not really. That was a lot more than I was going to say.
Okay. Alrighty then. We're going to move on to the next audio question from Adiv.
And thank you, Epic Ray.
Hey, guys. Halloween's almost here, and I plan on staying home to watch a few good horror movies. I could use a theme, though. What's your favorite type of horror movie? Zombies? Vampires? Slashers? Just don't mention Twilight.
How is Twilight a horror movie?
I think Twilight could quite easily be a horror movie. It's not the best movie out there. I mean, it would be a fair bit of a horror to watch sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Nah, it's not that bad. It's just not the best movie into.
A little bit of disclaimer here first. I'm not particularly into horror type movies, so.
If you couldn't tell.
Chief?
Yeah, I can't say I'm much of a horror guy either, but. I've only ever watched a few in my time.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen the point. I mean, the people who watch them are usually scared by them. And, I mean, it's like they watch them for the purpose of getting scared because they like the rush or something. I don't know. But to me, they've always seemed so fake. And, yeah, they've just not been worth watching. But, I don't know if you're into that.
The last one I watched was The Ring.
Oh, okay. See, I never actually saw that. I mean, classic kind of ones like that.
I don't know of any other ones, really.
When the movies like The Ring came out, that was around the time when my brother was into watching those kind of movies. And that's what I remember anyway. But he doesn't anymore. Yeah, I'm afraid I can't remember.
Well, what was the last horror movie you watched then?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Okay, when was that?
Sometime middle of this year.
Okay. Were you able to sleep at night
after? That was funny, though, because... Pardon?
Were you able to sleep at night after?
Yeah, it was funny, though, because I went with Melissa, and she is exactly the person I'm describing. She watches horror movies and she gets scared by them. So it was rather amusing going to see that with her. That's the only reason. Yeah. So I found that movie funny most of the time. So if you want a good laugh from a horror movie, that's probably worth seeing. Otherwise, I haven't really seen any aside from that in a while.
Yeah.
Last ones I watched, I was with my cousins earlier in the year. That was probably when I did. And I saw Quarantine. Oh, no, maybe that was last year. It probably was last year. Quarantine wasn't too bad. But it was kind of typical. I don't remember, actually.
Okay.
It was about a massive building that got quarantined, and all the people who were in it turned into these.
Oh, is that the one by J.J. Abrams?
That's the guy who did the Star Trek movies. Isn't
yes, it? That's why I ask.
Then no, it definitely wasn't. No, I don't know if it was. It could have been. I'll look
okay.
it up for you.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we couldn't have been more helpful on that because, well, it's just not our cup of tea.
Yeah.
So, I like a good political thriller. What?
Actually, yeah, political thrillers probably beat horrors, in my opinion. They're more interesting.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Adiv. Next one is from Esavese Van O'Brien.
Hey, hosts. Sorry, Brad. This question's for Shane this week. Affirming. Excuse me. On my very first question on this show, you implied that you were non-Stephen Mandel. Are you still? Agree with where he stands on the airport and such. My family's always been pro-Mandel, but we like the airport. Except me, of course. I'm the odd one out. So, who would you want to win this upcoming Monday? Thanks. Keep up the good show. Brian.
Ah, yes. Brian. Basically, a little bit of background for anybody who's not local here. This Monday, October 18th, Edmonton is having a civic election meeting. We get a new mayor and city councilors, potentially. So that's been the talk pretty much around here. So Stephen Mandel, as Brian mentions, is the incumbent. And yes, I did imply I was anti-Mandel before. I still am. I think the thing with him is that I don't think he's going in the right direction. He's too concerned about little details. For example, say Expo 2017, he wants to put a bid in for that. Personally, I don't see the point. And also, he's put his back behind some rather questionable decisions relating to public transit, mainly the LRT, which is a light rail transit system, basically train cars, you know? I know Chief's falling asleep, so I'm just trying to keep him entertained, because I don't have those kind of things in New Zealand, so.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was reading about quarantine on Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
And no, it was not directed by J.J. Abrams, but yes, continue. Okay.
So, no, I'm not a Mandel supporter. I've pre-voted already. I voted for David Dorward. I'm not sure if anybody out there knows who he is, but basically I think I voted for him because I feel that he has the best chance of winning against Mandel. It was basically an anyone but Mandel kind of thing. And he's also friendly to small businesses and the Provincial Wild Rose Alliance Party. So that's my reasoning for voting for him. So it should be interesting to see what happens this Monday. But Brian, if you have any questions about my response, you can send me a PM on the forums.
Good choice.
Alrighty. Move on to the last audio question now from Gnome Thorian.
Thank you, Brian.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, Gnome Thorian here, and I have two quick questions this week. I was recently re-listening to episode 261, That Horse Took a Bullet, with Brad, and you said that you were going to be going for top 20, and that seed prices were only increasing. Well, I've recently noticed that the herb seeds, since I do a lot of herb farming, have started to decrease. I'm not sure if it's the same for tree seeds. And can you tell me if the herb seeds and herbs will ever go back up? Thanks, Gnome Thorian.
Well, I know Chief and I were talking about this a day or two ago. There's really no way to predict what's going to happen with this, is there?
No, there isn't. No.
It's almost the equivalent of palm reading. So, yep. You know, I think part of the problem is that everything is still in shock from the bonus XP weekend in early September. If you take a look at, for example, the price of a toadflax herb or even a ceridomin brew in that respect, and then that trickles back to farming. So, you know, I think they will go up eventually because they'll kind of stabilize and then work their way back up. But as for tree seeds, I think they're fairly stable now once they recover from this as well. But, you know, the thing with this is that they're still mega expensive. Right now, magic seed goes for a market price of $310K.
Holy crap, how long has that been for?
By the looks of the graph, since bonus XP weekend.
Oh, what? Okay.
And that then is previously, so yeah, so, you know, they should go down eventually again, but just to put things in perspective, when I was getting 99 farming, you could easily buy a magic seed for 180K. That was expensive.
Crying.
180K was expensive back then, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they'll go down, but not I think they'll go down to the previous levels once this whole bonus XP thing has sorted itself out, which, you know, this is my biggest thing against bonus XP. It's a month and a half since it happened and we're still suffering from it, so that's what I don't like about bonus XP weekend.
Yeah.
You have anything to add?
Not really. I don't know, something must be wrong with me tonight. Too tired to talk about farming.
Okay.
But no, basically, oh, I was just going to say, yeah. I mean, it was the same when I when I did the farming skill of the month and got 5 mil farming XP. That the magic seed prices were just regular then, so oh god, it's changed a lot. And I was just thinking about kind of doing that again. Well, not doing it again, but since I've not really been doing anything, my money's just been sitting there, and I feel as if I need to gain some more farming ranks, do some grinding.
No, yeah, yeah, me too. I want to get some more farming ranks.
Yeah, a few ranks would be nice. Someone reminded me the other day that I was at one point rank 100 and something in farming, and they asked me what happened, and I was like, oh, nothing happened. And I felt bad about that, so I thought,
you just stop farming.
Yeah. Look what happens.
There's been lots of people that have picked up the skill, so. Yeah.
So it's a good sign, really.
I want to definitely one day get top 100, but I don't know what that XP is now, dare I ask, but.
It is pretty high.
Okay.
I think we'll have to. Well,
it's doable. It's doable.
Doable for you, Mr.
Why
Santa
me?
Hat sitting in his bank.
No, that Santa hat's not for sale. That Santa hat's not for sale.
But it's kind of
anyways,
nice.
Anyways. Yeah, it's a nice thing to have. So, anyways, I think we're done with that one. Thank you, Gnome Thorian. You can read the next one.
Thank you, dear the ever so charming and radiant Shane. And the masculine and ominous Shane. Chief, what? Oh my god, I just said Shane. Chief of Snakes. Shane, have you ever liked or had a crush on a girl? I think we'll go with that one first, since it's a relatively easy answer.
Isn't the answer obvious?
Well, yeah, I just said that.
Yeah. Use your head.
Oh,
obvious.
Oh, yeah, you. Yeah, okay. I think we'll leave it there. Brad, what future career path are you looking at? To be honest, I'm not entirely sure, but what I am doing next year is studying computer science. I'm doing a Bachelor of Mathematical and Computer Sciences at Waikato University in New Zealand. And that should be fun. I will talk more about that at the end of the show, actually. But continuing to both of you, if you could, to both of you, if you could start a new podcast, what would it be about? Stay Frosty, Steemo. Do you want to take that one?
Well, do you want to start a new podcast? I'll produce it for you if you want to do a show about something.
No.
I'd be willing to produce another show for someone, like close, like you.
Strangle anyone who asked me to do another show.
Well, you'd want it. You'd be the one that would pitch me, and I would produce it for you. But
I'll strangle you. No, I will not. I will not strangle Shane. But if anyone else asks,
I don't know.
I will strangle
you. I like this medium.
Okay, I'm lying. But
podcasting. So
yeah.
You know, I could do another show about something. I don't know what though. But
oh,
it would probably
hypothetically,
have
if you could.
Yeah. I don't know. Hypothetically, I would like to do a computer science kind of show, you know? I think that would be interesting from my perspective, geared towards beginners, people who are just starting programming or maybe even have just a very remote interest in the subject field. I think that would be interesting, kind of.
That's true. Someone like myself, almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. But that's pretty much all I have to say on that.
Okay.
Thank you, Steemo.
Thank you.
To the sapient Shane, isn't sapient mean snake?
No, I looked it up, and I forgot what it means now.
Okay. And the charming chief. Charming chief.
Oh,
what are your thoughts
on
the Wolfram
sapient,
Alpha?
I think it meant something like beautiful. I'm just going to go with that because it sounds funny. Continue.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the Wolfram Alpha Answer Engine? Do you use it? Is it overkill? I personally love it and find it very handy. That is from Fudge. Yeah, I use it at least once a week. I use it for math-type calculations that are too complicated for a normal calculator or a Google calculator. If I don't feel like pulling out my graphing calculator. Like, for instance, this week I was working with some vectors, so I just used Wolfram Alpha as my calculator. So I use it for those kind of things.
Yeah, I use it as well. Probably not as often, but my trig teacher has just started telling people to use it, telling our class to use it. So it's good. Really good that people are catching on about that.
Yeah.
But yes.
For anybody, I had that as a pick, actually, when it first came out way back when.
Yeah, and that turned me onto it.
Yeah, basically all it is you type in something, a question or a query about something like sunset time in wherever you live, and it will give you a whole bunch of information. It even works for stars. So if you type in Sirius, it will know you mean the Sirius star, and it will give you information about Sirius. How many light years it is away at this exact instant, how bright it is, where it is in the sky, that sort of thing. So it's not just limited to math. It's definitely relevant throughout pretty much everything. You can also use it to find facts. Like, for instance, if you go to Wikipedia, you can find a fact on something, but might as well just use Wolfram Alpha. So, yeah, I use it quite a bit.
Yeah, I think, it is still more suited, obviously, to calculations and things. The facts are quite limited. But, it's still very cool. That's about it.
Yep.
Thank you, Fudge. Hello, men. For fun, would you like to do a Bounty Hunter +1 versus me? Also, to Chief, have you ever been attacked by a kangaroo? That is from Lucky.
No, I don't PvP, so no.
As tempting as that is, no. I could do it with no items on. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Turn it into a game of hide and seek or something.
Yeah, just run away. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Run away!
Okay, but no, I've never been attacked by a kangaroo, I'm afraid. I live fairly far away from them.
There's an ocean between.
Yeah. In the zoos, they're kept in closures and things, so there's not really a lot of chance to be attacked by kangaroos. Sorry about that. I'm not
yet. His brother got eaten by a moa on the way home from school yesterday.
Yeah. Pity about that. Bloody moas. But, there's apart from the moas, there's not a lot that really can eat you in New Zealand. Or, not eat you, but attack you, or... Yeah, there are a few things that can eat you, but not a lot. we're generally pretty okay here. Yeah, I can't actually think of anything really that's... Yeah.
You could get attacked by a bear here if you went into the woodlands, but...
That would be funny. Or a moose.
But yeah, that's pretty much about it. Thank you, Lucky. Good morning. ? Chief and Shane, I know you guys, Shane for the most part, totally into the combat, or not totally into the combat side of RS, but I've always wondered why you don't PK anymore. Shane, I believe he said once he did back in the old wilderness. It's probably the one activity I find entertaining on RuneScape anymore, since everything else is so repetitive. Yes, talking about farming as well. Keep up the great work from XXTurtXX. Farming's not repetitive.
Well, actually, it can be a little bit. Depends.
Yeah, it can be if you don't jazz up your run a bit, right?
I guess.
So.
Oh, but no, maybe it is my fault because I don't jazz up my runs.
I didn't really PK back in the olden days. They were just kind of fun PK runs with the staff. It was nothing organized or anything like that. So, basically the reason we stopped is because, two reasons. It became harder to get everybody on at the same time. And secondly, we rarely ever got anything decent. My best thing from a kill that I got ever was a rune kite.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's probably
exactly.
Better than I ever got. I don't think I ever did any serious PKing.
Yeah, it was always the mage in charge of snaring the person and then hitting them with the fire spell.
That's good.
So,
you have anything much to add to this.
Okay, next one.
Okay. Dear beloved hosts, have you ever considered making a RuneScape... a RuneScape and Spites Facebook page? I would definitely join it, and because most people have Facebook, I think you would get several members. Have we ever considered this, Shane?
Briefly back when we first started the Twitter account, but now, you know, I had kind of a realization on social networks in the past short while. Basically, the realization I have with social networks is that social networks are not a way for you to recruit people. Social networks are a way to keep people updated who already know about you. So I don't see us getting any members from that. And, you know, none of us really on the staff are that addicted to Facebook. I don't have Facebook. Mike doesn't have Facebook. You don't have Facebook. I think Colin and Paul do, but that's about it. So... And, you know, it would be just another thing we have to manage. And really, there's been things we've had in the past that people have wanted, and they didn't get used. So, once again, we don't have a Facebook page for this reason. And it would just be, as I said, more to manage. Like, you post more stuff there, and basically you'd have to send everything out to Facebook as well, aside from Twitter now, which anything barely ever gets out there. So.
Yeah.
That's the main reason.
Well,
I think
we do pretty well with Twitter, actually. It's just the thing is, yeah, exactly as you were saying, actually. The idea of Twitter should be to keep the current audience informed about what's going on. And I think Twitter works perfectly for that. Whereas Facebook is
exactly
type of thing.
Even
if it was wanted, I don't think it would really be much use. Apart from people to kind of, you know, have a bit of a chat together,
mingling on it, I guess. But.
Yeah, you can sort of set up your own kind of thing if you want to, I suppose. But there's not really much point in an official one. And even if you wanted that kind of stuff, well, it's already available through all the other mediums.
Yeah, but you know,
RuneWire.
Maybe is if you're on Facebook, why not just open up another tab or take a second to go check the forums, you know? That as well. So,
between RuneWire and the forums, you can't really go
pretty much have
wrong.
Everything RSBNB related on those two things.
Yep.
So.
Anyway, second part of the question.
Yes.
Wherever it was. Also, Shane, I tried what you said, and I found that NVIDIA had an update available. I updated it, and now Iris runs fine. So as I said, I bought my membership back, and you'll be happy to know that I've started up farm again. So I'm getting excited, I'm reading quickly. And as I've said before, I'm in love with it. Thanks, Dark Abyss. Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that is. Typical Max. They got the fix now, so.
Exactly. Anyway.
Thank you, Dark Abyss. Yes. Hey, Chiefy, and the other guy. Oh, what's his face?
His name's
That's
Shane.
Not very nice. Yeah.
No, I don't think so either.
Two questions this week. Do you like small games like board games?
I read that smells. Oh, something's wrong with us.
Rubik's cubes or cards, poker, blackjack. If so, what's your favorite? My favorite board game is Monopoly. What about you?
I don't really have a lot to go through. I would have to say... Oh, hold on a sec. I would have to say Scrabble, actually, just because it's probably the only board game I've played.
Scrabble.
In the
yeah. I like Scrabble. Okay. What about card games?
Oh, I've never been into anything like poker or blackjack, as you suggest. No,
I like
not
poker
that
because
fun.
I like poker because I guess there's so many different possibilities and you never know what's going to happen and you could end up winning and you have to try and bluff your way out of it. That's what I like about it. So I don't get to play it very often, though.
Oh, okay. I prefer very simple card games like Last Card and Solitaire, actually. Solitaire is good. I can spend hours
what's
playing
Last
that.
Card?
Last Card? You've never played Last Card?
No.
It's, oh, well, it's basically you have a stack of cards and you put down a card that's of the same suit or the same kind, and you keep doing that, unless you don't have a card, you pick up one, blah, 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 but you keep doing that until you have one card remaining, and then you get to say, Last Card! And then when you can put that down, then you're out and you win.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very old. I've played it since I was a little boy.
Yeah, well, it's good to learn how to count.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks,
Shane.
What about
that other card game called 52 Pickup?
Never heard of that one.
Never?
Nah.
You serious?
Must be a cultural thing.
Google it. 52
Pickup. Everyone's heard of Last Card here, so...
Okay, 52 Pickup is a practical joke using a deck of playing cards.
Practical
First
joke?
First player asks a second player if he or she would like to play 52 Pickup, and if the second player agrees, the first scatters the entire deck of playing cards onto the floor. The second player, who must be new to the game... to fall for this practical joke, is then instructed to pick up all the cards upon which the game ends.
Okay.
So he would have said yes, he would have been picking up the cards.
That's a really lame game. I would just walk away if anyone did that to me. Piss
Even
off.
If I did that to you?
Yes.
You
can
punch
them
me
up
in
yourself.
The face or anything?
No, that would just be silly, but... Nice butterfingers, Shay. Have fun picking those up. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I do. I think I do have the butterfinger syndrome sometime. Like, the other night I was eating, and this thing, a piece of bread was in my hand, and I lost it, and it went flying across the room because it. I kind of like bounced it between my arms and stuff. Just a little side story there. But anyways.
Good stuff.
Okay. Secondly, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you in real life in RuneScape? Thanks, your friend, Dezak. I can't really say anything funny has happened in RuneScape. But then again, in real life, can you really recall these sorts of things, you know?
No, there are far too many. Yeah, I'm just having a little bit of laugh to myself at the moment, recalling some of the things, because I've been going through my old blog archives lately, and there are some fascinating things on there.
Oh, okay.
And the blog archives that I had before I had WordPress, which aren't public anymore, and I've got this very old backup of them, and that is pretty funny to read. It's complete rubbish. It's just interesting.
Is that the one with your finger on there?
No, it's before that. It's before I had bricks.
I didn't know you had one before that.
I don't know how good it was. I can't exactly remember. But anyway, I can't answer something like that.
Yeah, I can't either. It's so hard to do something like that. Sorry, Deszak, but that's it for questions.
Listen to the last 200 podcasts. And
oh, yeah, there you go. Then you'll find something funny, definitely.
You will have said since then. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, thank you, Disney. Yeah.
Alrighty, moving on to tech news right now. We got three pieces of tech news this week. First one being that Sony has announced their internet TVs, which are basically HDTVs with Blu-ray and Google TV embedded in it. So it's going to include a little set-top box and a little keyboard, and it'll run the Google TV operating system, which, as for anybody who doesn't know...
it has a set-top box?
Yeah, it does, for the Blu-ray player, you know?
Oh, for the Blu-ray player. Okay, I missed that part.
And then in there is going to
be...
I thought it was just a
built-in Blu-ray player.
Well, I don't know if it's built into the TV or not, but...
Oh, well. See, I thought to start with that it was kind of overkill to include a Blu-ray player in a TV, because people like me don't use Blu-ray at all. I mean, I don't even use DVDs or CDs anymore.
Yeah, so I don't know, but Google TV includes, of course, internet TV, web browsing. It's going to probably include rentals and buying stuff online. So there are four models launching this month in 24, 32, 40, and 46-inch sizes, all with 1080p displays, starting at $599 for the 24-inch, the 32-inch, and 40 and 46-inch models will retail for $799, $999, and $1399, respectively. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't particularly like the idea of bundled kind of stuff like this. Do you?
I think it sounds quite good, actually. I mean,
well, yeah, it's interesting, but...
It depends. I mean, because Google TV is new, I wouldn't exactly buy something like this straight away. I would wait to see how it panned out.
Yeah. I don't even know if Google is going to take off with this.
Yeah, exactly. There's no assurance of that just yet. It is a very interesting approach, though. I mean, I commented in the thread that has been created mentioning this. I think it was Tricky, actually. I said that, it's a very intriguing move by Google. It's a good move, because I think I personally would much prefer to have everything built into the TV, integrated, rather than having all these set-top boxes and all these different remotes that, like, we've kind of got at the moment.
People thought Apple were going to do something like that, but they didn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I would personally say that Apple would never do something like that. It just seems like something that they couldn't really afford to do.
Yeah, that they wouldn't do.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, we're enjoying our Apple TV here.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I mean, there's nothing really that wrong with a set-top box, but kind of as soon as you've got more than one or two of them, it starts getting a bit silly. It's just...
Yeah, it is, actually. It is. So, I don't know. I think it would probably be best, I think, to just get one of the small little set-top boxes, because who's to say you're going to want the TV that's included with this, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's true. I see.
And then the nerds in the group are going to go out and build their own media server like you did.
Yes, except my media server sucks. It's not really a media server. A computer that sits in the cabinet and has a really long cable that comes out of it. Yeah, it's pretty bad, actually, but it kind of works. Anyway. But what I was going to say, actually, I am actually going to have to support the Apple TV here in that Google TV, like Android, I was reading this article about Android the other day and how it will never be as successful as the iPhone platform. It's never the same experience because it's open, whereas, you'll be able to explain this way better than I can, but... Because Apple have full control over their operating system. Yeah, that's basically
what it works perfectly.
It's
the walled garden.
Yeah.
got things that are, you got a limited API in the sense of iOS that people are allowed to work with, which creates applications that work, that are responsive, and are fun to use. So, and same thing goes for the Apple TV made by Apple. It's restricted, but it does what it's supposed to do, and it just works. Mm. Like, for instance, I don't want to be messing around with getting sharing working to play a movie on the TV. That's just wrong.
Yep.
I've had no problems whatsoever with the Apple TV. It just works. So, if Google can accomplish that, then maybe. Just maybe. But,
yeah.
Anyways, let us move on. Something for all you Facebook users out there. Facebook is going to start offering temporary logins. Basically, this is a one-time password that you will use to log into your Facebook account. You will send a text message with the word OTP to 32665, and they will send you a temporary password that you can log in with. But the question is it still safe? Is it safe when you're just using a temporary password? That's debatable, because you're still just using one form of authentication, which is just a password. You're not using two, which would make it significantly more secure. And you're still at the mercy of the public computer you're using and whatnot. But still, I think it's a good thing if you're on a public Wi-Fi network, you know, and you don't want your password getting out. So, definitely congratulations to Facebook for doing something like this. But it would be nice to see a little bit, something that was a little bit more involved, you know, for anybody that remembers, like, that RuneScape key that Mark Gerard wanted to do when he became CEO. Something like that would be good for Facebook, I think. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit over the top, actually. I mean, it's just
really?
Facebook.
Okay.
Would you use something well, actually, that's a stupid question, but, I mean, if you were a regular user, it's too much hassle for something that...
Yeah, I would use something like that, actually.
It's just a social networking site.
Well, okay, when you put it that way, sure. But I would use it for other things.
Yeah, for other things, potentially.
Yeah. Do you remember a few weeks ago when I said I was going to build a web of trust kind of thing, where if I'm not sure if it's you I'm actually talking to, I give you this code book, and
yes,
I say certain... combination that if you don't respond right, I know it's an imposter. That's what we call multi-factor authentication, which is what Facebook needs. Like, for instance, I say something like G477, and then you go to your green tab and look up line 477, and you will see what response you're supposed to give. But then you'll know that there's a general default response you'll give that anybody else will give, and I'm sorry. I really like those kind of things like that. Makes me feel more secure.
It's interesting, yes, and that would be cool to implement, but I don't want to have to use it myself.
Okay.
Which defeats the purpose. So, yeah, no.
Okay. Alrighty, and the last thing. Apple's got a patent for something to prevent sexting. You know what sexting is?
Yeah, you explained it to me.
Okay. Well, basically, for anybody out there who doesn't know what sexting is, basically, it's when you get questionable messages sent to you by text message. So Apple applied for a patent that would allow them on their devices to filter out questionable messages and have a level of filtering defined by the administrator of the phone. Which ultimately I think is a good thing, you know? I think adding these kind of filters to the devices is a good thing, because I know I don't want to see anything like that, even if it's just spam, you know? And I know I certainly wouldn't want my kids to see something like that as well. So, I am all for this, except for the idea of patenting an idea around software, you know? But
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. People say, oh, it's Apple. It's too restrictive. You can't be doing that. But why? Why not? This is what I was saying earlier. It's the walled garden. It's providing you with a decent experience. Like, would you You would have no problem with filtering out like messages of sexual context, would you?
Well, I should hope that I don't receive any messages like that in the first place, so yeah.
Okay, so ultimately it will be a good thing. I just don't get people who don't think it will be a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it be that they just...
Wasn't it in that image thing, didn't it show that it was actually customizable?
Yeah, it's customizable. It's not something Apple's going to be forcing down the throats of people, you know? Like, people... I don't get people who...
Yeah, set conditions for banned text. Apples.
Yeah. So, I don't know. All in all, a good thing. Probably see it in one of the future software updates for the iOS. So, that's tech news.
Yay! We're done the main
good.
Stuff.
Yes. Alrighty, skill of the month update, please.
What's happening? Oh, God, I just... rsbnb.com/skotm. Bear with me. New Zealand Internet. Oh, this is interesting. So this week what's happened is... X-Blades has passed Brian, basically, in our Crafting Skill of the Month. Yeah, that's more or less what's happened. And Reventon has barely caught up to Brian. He's slightly behind. Yeah. Interesting stuff. So X-Blade's got something like, at a glance, just over a mil XP in two days.
Okay, he's at 2 million now.
Yeah. So that was a fairly large gain.
That's a big jump.
Brian. He's 500k in front of him now. Yes, that's really impressive. So yeah, anyway, after that we have Kyle, 3285, in fourth place with 500k. And it kind of drops down after that. Nothing else interesting happened. Dragon, Thorian,
so, I'd say it's still anyone's game in the top three.
It is, yeah, definitely.
So, and there's still half the month left, so this is a good skill of the month in that we're actually still seeing a bit of movement on the graphs, which I like.
Yes,
since we don't normally after the first week. Or farming.
What? Farming
people
would be good.
Yeah,
oh,
but most people don't get XP in farming, you know? Like,
but you remember when it was Adam and I, neck and neck, the whole way during February, whatever it was, 2008?
And he won, didn't he?
He did in the end. But he did.
February 2009.
He did really well. Oh, was it? I didn't think it was. I thought it was better, but that's okay. Oh, yeah, it must have been 2009. Okay, but anyway, that's our skill of the month.
Alrighty.
Get involved and stuff. Also,
achievements of the week.
Not really gathering on from Skill of the Month, but what's been happening?
Achievements. Well, this week, Kingi got 99 fletching. Asavese Van, or Brian, got 99 farming. And XX Ponyo XX got 99 mining. So only 399s this week, so congratulations to you all. Especially on the 99 mining, seeing as I could never get 99 mining.
Especially on the 99 mining. I didn't expect you to say that, but...
Well, yeah, I could never get... Like, from my personal point of view, they're all good, but I could never get 99 mining.
Yes, I suppose so. Yeah, that makes sense.
But good job, everyone. We like seeing 99 skills. It means that everybody is furthering their own adventures in RuneScape. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Alrighty. I have a pick this week.
Oh,
it was initially going to be something.
I don't have to do anything anymore talking for the rest of the show. I'll just sit back and
at the end, what have you been doing? You might.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just gonna lay back and rest my voice for a while.
We had a certain pick this week, but I'm gonna go for a website actually. I initially planned on doing a piece of software which I'll change for another time, but I'm going to be recommending this week the XKCD webcomic.
Oh, okay. That's a good recommendation.
There's just so many... I like the types of comics on there. They're all nerd-related, math-related, science.
That last one was
their tagline
so
is, webcomic of romance, sarcasm, math, and language. Yeah, the last one about tech support, which you guys can find, XKCD 806. Yeah, I like that one. And then there was, remember the social network map? Our online communities map?
Yes. Yep.
That one was another good one, too. XKCD 802. There's the entire giant land of Facebook. Then there's the YouTube island and music video bay. There's also Bieber Bay next to Twitter.
Oh, it's very accurate.
Yeah. There's Skype. AIM, Windows Live Messenger, Craigslist. There's even a ferry going from Gaia Online to 4chan. Not that we recommend you go there.
What is that? No, I won't even ask. I don't want to know what...
Yeah. There's MMO Isle, which is where we reside. There's StarCraft 2 there. The Gulf of Lag. World of Warcraft. RuneScape. Mountains of Steam. So yeah, pretty much every major community is highlighted here. Facebook and Farmville have their own area, of course, at the top, being the biggest. Then there's a ferry from Happy Farm to the Forum Land. So, and then there's QQ, which, as we all know, means crying and everything. But yeah, these are the kind of things you find on XKCD. Definitely a good fun. So that's xkcd.com. They release, I don't know, what days do they release? It just comes in my RSS feed. I never take note. But
I generally get them from you.
Yeah, so check it out. xkcd.com.
What all does right. that actually stand for?
I have no idea. It was some acronym the guy used way back when, and that just became the website name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, what have you been doing? Why are we recording the show later?
Funny thing happened, actually. Do you want to start that first?
Okay, well, I will
because
then.
Because it is your fault.
Yeah, yes, it is my fault. But
well, not your fault, but...
kind of. Both of our faults. But first, I'll just say that my week in general has been a bit of farming on RuneScape, StarCraft 2, writing a 2,500-word essay, and studying for an exam or two, and coding. So that's been my week. And as you guys know, this past weekend was Thanksgiving here. So we had the whole turkey dinner and the whole shebang, really, as well as the Ukrainian cabbage rolls and whatnot. But this really, really bad thing happened. We ended up getting the wrong type of cabbage rolls that turned out to be just utterly disgusting, very mushy. So, and then we went for groceries the day after we had these mushy cabbage rolls, and lo and behold, the cabbage rolls that we normally get are actually there. The reason we miss them? Normally they would come in a bag. This time they were in a box. So.
That's a crime.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I know. It was kind of disappointing after the fact, but we got some anyways and cooked them the following day because, well, we just had to have the right kind of cabbage rolls, you know? For anybody who's wondering, basically a cabbage roll is a, cabbage stuffed with rice and maybe some bacon and stuff thrown in as well. So, and then baked with sauerkraut and onions and dressed with a bit of bacon bits on the top. So, yeah, it's good food. And then the second thing this week, we were going to record the show last night for reasons that Chief will get to in a moment, but just as we were about to start, I had my microphone set up, I had my headphones set up. I had the wiki set up. Everything was ready to go. But
even all mine was working.
Yeah, just as I was about to press the call button, my internet went out for an hour. Literally, I moved the mouse over the call button, then I refreshed the wiki just to refresh it, and, you know, nothing happened. Boom. No internet for an hour. So that's why we're here right now on early Saturday morning for me, Saturday night for Chief doing this. So,
We will hit that.
Thankfully, it's held out. So, now you tell everybody why we were supposed to record last night instead.
Oh, well, it's no big deal, actually. I mean, it's just as easy for us to record tonight. But, I don't actually know why we changed. But basically, what was happening is I have been doing, today and yesterday, a scholarship exam for the University of Waikato, where I want to go next year, for their computer science department. So I did a 2-hour written exam yesterday during school. Skipped calculus and trigonometry, yes. And then went to computers and artisan. That was a good day. And today I had the second part of that exam on a Saturday, might I add. I had to get up at the usual school time, basically. Go into school at 8:45. Sucks to be me. But anyway, ensued a 6-hour practical exam for programming, basically. That was it. With a break in the middle and some other little breaks.
Oh, that's
so
good.
It ended up being from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock I finished, basically. And at that point, I'd finished printing everything out and collecting it all up. Yeah. But anyway, so it was a rather long day. Probably, quite possibly, the geekiest day of my life ever. Because I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed all of the... programming. It's very scary, really. But it's good, too, because I know this is actually what I want to do. So it's, yeah.
That's about good.
I made an ASCII chessboard, among other things.
Ooh.
It's probably the most interesting one.
That's interesting.
It doesn't fully work, but it does what they wanted to do. It was just, right. I had to place pawns on the board and then place a queen there and determine where the queen could move to, basically. Yeah. So that was fun.
Okay.
It was a good day. I brought my own computer into the school to do that, and I was the only one sitting the exam with my computer science teacher watching me, so it worked out very well.
Isn't that a little eerie, having someone watch you?
Oh, well, he wasn't actually fully watching me the whole time. I mean, he was in there sometimes. Just from time to time, but he just went out and left me to it, and did his own thing in his office, and
that's trustworthy.
Yeah, but I mean, there's not a lot that you have to trust, because the main thing with exams is, I suppose, people cheating, but there isn't really any possibility that I can cheat at all, for that matter, because I don't have internet access, and I'm allowed to use my own notes. The only thing I wouldn't be allowed to do, basically, is talk to other people, and there's no one else to talk to, so there's not really anything to worry about.
Right, okay.
But it was eerie. We went down to the store and got pies and came back to school and ate them in the staff room for lunch at the break. And it was very interesting being in the staff room, for one thing, but also with no other people around, it kind of felt a bit odd.
Yes. Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Anything else you want to share about this week?
I had something to say about RuneScape as well, but I've forgotten what it was. Oh, it was related to that summoning thing that I did. Familiarization.
Oh,
almost forgot the name of it.
Pick up sticks?
Yes. Yeah. I was just going to say that it's kind of interesting doing that, because it reminded me that it is more fun when you do things when you're not expecting to, kind of. If I had more time, play RuneScape kind of like that normally, it would be good to just be able to do whatever I wanted to.
Roam around and do whatever comes up. Yeah, I know what you mean.
If only. However, that's me.
Alrighty. I'm done too, so that means we're both done.
Yay!
We'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.